Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
With the all-new Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar, a razor designed to give you a quick and easy shave. It combines shaving and gentle exfoliation into one efficient stroke. The bar and the handle removes unseen dirt and debris that gets in the way of the blades, giving you a shave as quick and easy as washing your face, so you can look like you put in an effort, effortlessly. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jerry Petito Show. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, guys. Please dial in 516-453-9133, but press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So, guys, you know, I want to mention one of our sponsors first for tonight. We are sponsored by Gillette, the best a man can get. That's right. Tonight on the Jerry Petito Show on WBNN, we are sponsored by Gillette Here Now. How cool is that, guys? So everyone and anyone out there who knows me knows I am the author of I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumb ass, guys, because guess what? Tonight, midnight, that's right, the 27th, 31 years ago, okay, I was a dumbass, but through the grace of God, I can honestly say now, 31 years later, I'm a smartass. And yes, the word ass is in the Bible at least 40 times. It means donkey, and that's what I was. Guys, we have to start looking at addiction differently. I want everyone out there to know you are not powerless. We've had a really rough 2.5 years, all of us, all over the world. Some made it, some have not. I've had a family member's child that didn't make it through addiction. I've had a couple friends that didn't make it through addiction, and I just lost another friend this week. Having said that, I just want you all to know that I'm here for you, free of charge, all my services, guys. I'm a nutritional health coach and a recovery coach. I really felt the need to say that tonight. If anyone needs my help, please, please, please reach out. And if you think my book can help someone, please go to Simon & Schuster's Archway Publishing Bookstore. You could go to anywhere online, okay? But I like to give them the business. So if you think my book can help someone, please order it. I thank you for that in advance. Also, go to the Jerry Petito Show YouTube channel and subscribe. Got some really cool things going on. Thank you. Having said that, guys, you know I always bring it, right? Well, tonight I'm bringing it again. That's right. I have a really funny, cool, incredible guest, Stuart Brody, and say hello to everyone.
And Baba Booey at 93 K-Rock, 94 YSP,
Yeah, the king of all media is always, oh, hi, it's me, Stuart Brodian. How you doing?
Listen, I knew you were going to do something silly, okay? Listen, you have quite a resume, man. You have quite a resume. So, guys, he is an actor, a singer, a songwriter. He is a Howard Stern
celebrity impersonator.
He is a TV show host, a radio show host. I mean, this guy does a lot of stuff, honey. Talk to us a little bit about that.
All right. Been doing radio since I was in college. I've been at my present gig for about 26 years here at WDIY in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I play a lot of alternative and independent rock bands. Hey, folks, send me your CDs, and anything that gets into my hands is guaranteed airplay. For 10 years, I've been hosting a cable TV show. It started in Philadelphia, but now it's spread out to several markets, including England. The program is called Brodian's Basement, and I air people's independent short films and music videos, and I do walk-arounds at interesting events, and I interview people once in a while. My best claim to fame, those of you in the United States would know who this is, the biggest star I've interviewed on my show was Joe Franklin. I appeared on his show back in 91, and 20-some-odd years later, he appears on my show, so I was glad I was finally able to return the favor to him. I'm also working on another TV show. It's a situation comedy with a little bit of drama. It's called Double or Nothing. Now, I've made a pilot. It's been aired both nationally and internationally, and here's the concept. A local actor starts a comedy variety show on public access television using celebrity impersonators, and I got a whole roster of celebrity impersonators, so it's quite a wild show, and the pilot episode is up on YouTube for anybody who wants to see it. It's called Double or Nothing, N-U-T-I-N, and you add my name, Stuart Brodian, to the search, and it takes you right to the pilot episode.
I gotta say something real quick. I never interrupt, but I have to. I love the Double or Nothing. Okay, I am the queen of not spelling things correctly on purpose. Okay, my daughter is like, you know, one of those, you know, mother, I can't stand when you misspell words and use caps for everything. Well, I do it even more on purpose. I love that, okay? Very cool title.
That's it. First, let me give you the website, my website, where you can find out all the information, which is Brodian.com, B-R-O-D-I-A-N, Brodian.com. And that's where you get information on me and my radio show, my two TV shows. My music, I play guitar and piano, I compose, I sing, I've made records, CDs, I've had my music used in a couple of films. One was called College Debt. It was the last film to star Celeste Holm, so I was used in that, and a couple of independent films used my music as well. I just completed a short film myself, as a matter of fact. It's called COVID Thoughts, and it's already won an award at a film festival. It's about 8 minutes long. And it's basically me self-narrating my day as I went about my day during the shutdown. You know, I make comments about my thoughts, about my fears and society and so forth. So it's kind of a deep thought film, but it is what it is. It's a time capsule because things are changing. We're no longer in the shutdown, so it's thought-provoking. That's all I can say. What else
that's
can I say about
cool.
myself? Thanks. I've done arts. I used to work as an artist assistant for an artist here in Pennsylvania. His name was Carl Sterner. There's an art walk named after him. He was really into Picasso. So I found a film called Mystery of Picasso, which it shows him, this was made in 1956, where he's making his artwork. The story goes that the works were purposely destroyed after the film was made. So I sought out the film, and I recreated the lost works by Picasso, and I had displays of the works in different galleries and museums. The thing is, I don't paint, but I'm pretty good in drawing, so I used color magic marker to recreate the paintings.
That's cool. I went to art school in 79, School of Visual Arts in New York.
I was
so
a fine arts
really
major.
Cool.
In college, I was a fine arts major, but I switched over to media, and thus, you know, all the stuff with my doing art. I've also published a couple of books. About 10 years ago, I published a book called I'm Not Snooki, subtitled or what I really think about society and why, and it's, you know, just common sense society. I mean, if you're familiar with people like Jello Biafra and his spoken word records, it's kind of along those lines, though not as political. The second book I produced about a year ago is called Here's the Future You Asked For, and it goes a little more into deep thought about things in society and such. The first book came out during the Obama era, and the second book came out during the Trump era. So the two books are like night and day. Like, again, if you want, you can find that on my website, brodian.com, B as in boy, R-O, D as in David, I-A-N. And I haven't written any new songs lately, but you can still find me on an occasional open mic out here in the Pennsylvania area, maybe once in a while in New York City. And you might see me in the background on some TV shows. During the first season of 30 Rock, you can see me in the background there, me with Tina Fey and Jen Krakowski and Alec Baldwin, all those people.
Oh, how cool.
And as far as my other TV show, the one called Double or Nuttin, N-U-T-I-N, that was inspired by a conversation with a friend. Back then, he had his own cable TV show. You know, real cheap stuff. He did like little comedy skits with his friends in his backyard. And the rest of the time, he would just air videos of his band playing. And whenever I get my hands on a video of me playing on stage, I would send it to him. And one day he said to me, you know, Stuart, you do all this Howard Stern stuff. When are you going to send me something like that? And I never thought of that because most of the time I'm just hired impromptu for parties. But I came up with an idea for a fake commercial, the same way many variety shows have fake commercials. It was me dressed as Howard Stern, sitting next to an Elvis impersonator, king of rock and roll, king of all media, and it's a fake restaurant commercial where the two kings say, where you can eat like a king. Ha ha.
Well, I'm an Elvis fan, baby, okay? Elvis is my guy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think the joke was strong enough to stand on its own, so I wrote maybe some scenes of dialogue that he and his friends could act out before the fake commercial, and the next thing you know, I had a whole script. So I made a pilot episode, and, you know, people liked it. And people say, well, when are you going to do the next one? I thought, why not? You know, so I did a second one. I did a third one. And I have this trilogy. It runs about 35 minutes. And like I said, it's won awards at been aired on different cable stations here in the USA and a few countries overseas, Australia, England, and Uganda, if you can believe that, Channel 44 in Uganda.
Wow. Hey, that's pretty cool.
And my cable TV show, I network on things like LinkedIn for business people. A new TV station opened up in England, and they were looking for programming. Of course, they couldn't pay, but sometimes you can still do things for exposure. And I sent them, you know, my pilot, and they aired it. Then I interviewed some band on my show, Natalie Merchant's old band, and I just drew a blank on the name of the band, 10,000 Maniacs. Thank you. You know, I interviewed them. They said, you know, they're starting to get some buzz in England. So when I interviewed them on my radio show, I taped it for my cable TV show, and I contacted the station in England who had aired my TV pilot. I said, you know, I just interviewed 10,000 Maniacs. We'd like to show that episode. They took a look at it, and they picked up the entire series. So for 4 or 5 years now, I've been sitting in England for my show, Brodian's Basement. You get on my show, you get international exposure.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah. You know the way you can buy time on TV stations to air infomercials?
Right.
Submitting my pilot episode to film festivals. For whatever reasons, it wasn't being accepted for, you know, maybe just didn't fit in with the theme that they have for that particular festival. Now, it costs money to submit your films to film festival. And you could buy time at TV stations, so I figured if I'm going to spend money on it, I might as well spend it on results. And I started buying time on some TV stations, and then some TV stations actually got ratings here in the United States, Kentucky, here in Pennsylvania. I met up with this lady. I heard one of her CDs on my show, so we got talking. She worked at a company that owned a bunch of TV stations. I said, well, do any of them need to fill airtime? Yes. Several years ago, my TV pilot, five nights a week on an ABC affiliate in Cheyenne, Wyoming, was following Jimmy Kimmel for a couple of months.
Did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't. But I mean, my show followed his show, and I got some feedback.
That's
and I started.
Cool.
I got some ratings too. So I asked her any other stations. She said, "Yeah, but you got to pay for those stations." I said, "Fine." The best airtime I got was on a Kentucky station, PM on a Sunday night, out here in the New York area. That's usually when they air Monty Python. So I know it was a good time slot. It wasn't that expensive. So I mean, I know a lot about networking, and as I said, I'm working on a new version of the show. The pilot was made 10 years ago, so some things have changed, but it's still the same concept. And I have a promo for it, and I could use about $50,000 to make 13 episodes to get on the air. So if anybody there wants to invest in a TV show, Brodian.com, and has links to the TV pilot. And, well, you got me. I'm not the king of all media, but I'm told I'm pretty much the king of publicity. I'm pretty good at that.
So
I got
Stuart,
to be on your show, didn't I?
So, Stuart, listen. So let's give somebody a little taste of what you do. How about do a little Howard Stern for us first?
On my show the other day. Like, this guy's a real drug. First he pressed me to be on my radio show, right? Then he goes to be on my TV show. Like, you know, a couple of years ago, I got to be a judge on America's Got Talent. And who's the first person that they bring out? They bring out this guy. He completely flopped. We all three gave him X's. I mean, get a job. Look, cut your hair because you're not going to be the same as the king of all radio. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you for that. Okay, I'm clapping for you. Thank you for that. So now you also sing. I would like you to sing something for us, you know, about a minute or so. Maybe a song you've written. Can you do that? Can you do some a cappella for us?
I'll do the song that I sang in the Howard Stern show the morning after Bill Clinton admitted to his affair. There I am with a couple of girls on the Howard Stern show with my guitar. Monica Lewinsky, now don't you start in my heart. You're tearing me apart. Monica Lewinsky, now that the time has come and went, you made it with the president. You hugged and squeezed. Oh, baby, did you please? President Clinton, the capital's in shame. Is the media to blame? The world's in a mess, and they're worried about your dress. Monica Lewinsky. That's what I wrote.
That's great. Listen, when I do my documentary and my book, you're going to write me a song, okay?
Okay.
So,
Jerry Petito, how do you do, love?
Listen, take it away. So tell me, growing up, okay, because you and I are pretty much the same age. Growing up, like, when did you realize this is the kind of stuff you wanted to do? Did you do this silly stuff around the house as a kid?
In the house, in school, wherever. I think I wanted to be in the entertainment business since I was about 8 or 10.
And
I wanted to be a DJ. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I want to say something real quick about DJs. Let's give Don K. Reed a tribute here. May he rest in peace. He started all this. And, you know, he was a good friend of mine. I'll never, you know, I'll honor the interview I did with him. I'll never forget that he honored me with that. Don K. Reed, everybody, passed away last week. May he rest in peace.
Indeed.
Yes.
So what was your question you had for me, ma'am?
So, okay. So who, all right, I mean, I don't even want to use the word idol, but, like, who did you love growing up, and who did you want to represent, and who did you want to be like, and who did you listen to all the time in the singing world, in the impersonation world, like DJs, all of it? I want to hear about that.
Well, I grew up in northern New Jersey, so I got a lot of New York broadcast, you know, Mark Simone and the Simone phone, if anybody remembers that. Heard Alison Steele, the kind of music she played on, I think it was on NEW. You know, that's custom. But I think when I was a little kid, I liked people like Dick Van Dyke because he was in, some of the cute movies that he made and the Dick Van Dyke Show and such. I mean, that was the kind of programming I liked, the Dick Van Dyke Show, Father Knows Best, and the Addams Family and some other, you know, odd movies like Bewitched and such. But I mostly like comedies.
Leave It to Beaver. He passed away.
I just found that out. But I was never a fan of Patty Duke's show or Leave It to Beaver. I tried watching them, but they just, didn't hold my interest.
I love them. Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry to say that when a man passed away, but I'm just trying to be truthful here. But
yes.
You know, and like stuff like Hawaii 5-0, Streets of San Francisco, Starsky and Hutch. You know, this kind of stuff that I enjoyed. And other stuff like, you know, like movies like Patton or The Dirty Dozen or, you know, Battle of the Bulge. Yeah, I like my dad fought in World War II, so I like a lot of World War II stuff. But I also took appreciating the classics in college. So, you know, that's, I have a diverse background. What can I say? As far as my Stern impersonations, let's be upfront and honest here, folks. Okay, I didn't set out to do this. You know, I never heard of Howard Stern until about 1983. But let me try being upfront and honest. I think he's boring. I mean, to me, listening to a show sounds like the mindless ramblings of an obnoxious 12-year-old. So why would I want to imitate someone like that? Very simple. The simple fact that I resemble a celebrity has opened a lot of doors of opportunity, and I'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. I'm a struggling musician, and if I didn't have some angle, I'd just be another long-haired guy with a guitar. And when I go on places where they hire me to impersonate Stern, be it a private party or a corporate function or whatever, once they get talking to me, they realize there's more to me than just my resemblance to Stern. That's when they find out intelligence. That's when I start making some real connections, either in music or in business. I was hired for one corporate function where they were just about to have an initial price offering to when they go to offer their stock. So that's where I got the in on a new company. I was able to invest. I can be funny, but I'm not stupid.
Very well said. I mean, I appreciate your honesty. Did you say you did meet Stern or you did not?
I met him a few times. I made a record for the band that did his opening theme song, the 00s, and I went to drop it off at his office at K-Rock back when he was at K-Rock, and I was just about to get in the elevator to go down, and when I got down to the bottom floor, he and Robin came in, so we were going back up, and I handed him another copy personally. That's when I met him, and for whatever reasons, he was not able to air it on his show. The second time I met him, that was like in 85. The second time I met him was on his show, like I said, in 98, the morning after Bill Clinton admitted to his relationship.
Right.
And the third time after that was in 2000 to try to get him on the show again. Some lady was supposed to come with me, but she didn't, so it was kind of short. They still aired that on the E! Network. My first appearance, I kept airing repeatedly, and they dubbed it in at the last minute because it was only a few days before his CBS TV show. They put it in, so I was on his radio show on a Tuesday, and I was on CBS on a Saturday. And the fourth time that I met him was when the producers of America's Got Talent flew me out there to impersonate him right in front of him as the first guest on America's Got Talent. So those are the four times that I came in contact with Howard Stern.
Did he ever say anything to you, like he loves what you're doing or anything? Or he hates what you're doing, or what?
Well, we never really had that kind of a conversation. I mean, back in 1984, 85, I wasn't doing Stern impersonations. You know, I was just running my record play label.
Mm-hmm.
He briefly shook my hand.
Continue. Continue. He briefly shook your hand.
When I first appeared on the show after we did our routine, but he said to the girls, "You're very good." He didn't really say much to me. I didn't expect him to. I mean, what do you say about someone who goes around impersonating you? You know.
Listen, if somebody impersonated me, I would love it, whether they were good or bad. But I'm different anyway. So
yeah.
All right. So listen, we have a track next, guys, by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Trini, Brother O. Let's have it, baby.
I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold that something I think you'll understand. When I say that something I want to hold your hand, I want to hold your hand, I want to hold your hand. And when I touch you I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love
Thank you, Brother O. Okay, I needed that song tonight, baby. Oh, my gosh.
We all
what
did.
What do you think of that song, Stuart? Right? Right?
One of my favorites.
Me too. Listen, you know what's so funny? I think everyone on this planet would probably say that song is one of their favorites. How could it not be, right?
Exactly.
Do you sing that?
Yeah, sing you got that something. I think you'll understand when I say that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Come give me thine hand.
Listen, that was really cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How'd you like my impression of Elvis?
Well, thank you.
Oh my gosh, you did that really good.
Oh yeah.
All right, so who else can you impersonate?
Well, there was her now president in the Oval Office. I made a meeting with Cap Feinberg over there the other day, and yeah, I do a little Bill Clinton.
So let me ask you. I love impersonations, and I ask all my impersonators similar questions, and I want to ask you.
Go ahead.
So, all right, I can't even imagine being able to do it. And they tell me, Jer, it starts with this or Kermit the Frog or this or that. It's, you know, forget it. But what even makes you do it or know you can or try? And, like, when did that all occur?
Simple. You just simply try to be funny.
No, I mean the voices. How to sound that way, to sound like someone.
You simply put a strain in your vocal cords. That's all that it comes down to. You know, I mean, if I want to talk like Kermit the Frog, or it's not the altars for Dudley Doodite, you know, I mean, it's just simply contracting some muscles in your throat somewhere. I'm not going to give the old, oh, you either know how to do it or you don't. You just have to figure out how to do it. And nobody taught me. I just kind of figured it out.
I just don't understand that.
Or, you know, I could be like Miss Piggy, you know. Or I told the guy I did Miss Piggy, the same guy who did Yoda.
Oh, my gosh. So you obviously know who Greg Morton is then.
No, I would not know who that is.
Well, you have to check him out. So he's a personal friend of mine now. I love this guy. And he was on AGT. And he is an impressionist. And he does all the sounds of Star Trek, and the guy is off the charts. You have to check him out, okay? He's unbelievable. You will love him.
Yeah. Huh.
So, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I would love to be able to impersonate certain people. I just can't do it.
Well, sometimes... Yeah, I mean, I know I said it's not a case of you either got the talent or you don't. Sometimes it is. Think back to when you were a little kid and somebody in school said something wrong or whatever and you had to imitate them. It's kind of like that.
You are the only one that has ever said that to me, because I used to imitate everybody that was silly. That's so funny. So let me ask you about your family, your parents and all that. Like, did they support what you're doing or what you were doing? Or
when I want to get involved in this entertainment business, I'm going to give the same advice to everybody listening that my parents gave to me. And hear me out. Okay. This is not a life. You know, you finish college, you get a good job, you get established. Entertainment stuff, that you do on the side. I have to be upfront and honest with you. According to the way I was raised, I'm a complete failure. I didn't finish college. I didn't get the good job. I don't live in a nice house. I do this stuff in the entertainment, and the only thing I can say to my defense is at least I'm happy.
Yes. Yes.
How about we take a call?
So let's take our caller.
All that matters in life is that you're happy.
Yeah.
And if you can help somebody else, all the better.
That was beautifully said. We have a caller in queue. Let's take our caller, and then we'll continue this awesome conversation. Hello, caller.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, I'm happy.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone, how you doing?
Not too bad. How you doing, huh?
It's Rocky, baby.
You know, too successful meter, you know. Look at what I do. I go in the ring. I get punched in the head. I fall down. I get up. I go home. That's a big deal, huh? You know,
I wish
I could impersonate somebody.
You know, Dave, well, you know, maybe come on my show sometime, and, you know, we'll see if we can hook up with something. Maybe it's a hot day with a nice stripper. I don't know.
Nah, Adrian will get mad if I do that, you know what I mean? Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Rocky, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm good, huh? I was listening to everything you guys are talking about, and I think it's pretty cool. I just wish to, you know, I could do what he does. You know, he makes movies and, you know, commercials about, you know, the king, eating like a king. Maybe you could do one for me, maybe a boxer, you know, like, hey, you could fight like a palooka, something like that, huh?
Or you know, babe, or maybe you can work at the warehouse. I hear they do a lot of boxing at the warehouse.
Hey, that was a joke, right? That was good.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good joke.
Oh, my God.
So how you doing, Stuart?
I'm doing terrific. How's your night going?
Well, it's doing good. I'm listening to you guys. It's great. I'm having fun.
This is the best show on the air tonight.
Have. What's that?
Yeah, this is the best show on the air tonight.
Heck yeah, baby.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd call in and say, yo, let you guys know that at least you got me listening, huh?
Hey, Rocky, before
oh, we appreciate
you go,
that.
You know I'm not going to let
yeah.
you get off that easy. Tell everyone who you are. You start.
Well, I'm sure Stuart knows who I am. John Monfurto. Official
hey.
Rocky impersonator for the city of Philadelphia, among other impressions. And,
I'm honored, sir.
Yeah, good. It's good to hear you. It's good to hear all that you can do, Stuart, because all I knew about you was Howard Stern.
Well, now you know there's more to me than just a pretty face.
Yes, that's for sure. Well, I don't know about that. No, yeah, you're absolutely. Absolutely. No. It's very interesting, and I'm glad I was on board listening. And I'm going to look up some of the things that you were talking about, too, on YouTube, which is kind of cool.
All right. Look up your Brodian or just go to Brodian.com.
Yeah, yeah,
so wait,
of course.
I want to say something to you, John. You're not getting off the hook that easy. You know that. All right.
All right.
So John Monforto is one of the most incredible impersonators. And this guy right here was given the title by a Philadelphia mayor, the official Rocky impersonator of Philadelphia. That's impressive. And he is now a host on WBNN as well. And tell everyone when your show is.
My show, I do one show a month. It's usually the third Thursday, But for some reason, the way the way it's running, it's actually going to be the second Thursday of next month. And I have on a pretty famous local Philadelphia actor next month, Joey Perillo.
All right.
I don't know if anybody knows him, but if you don't, listen up. This guy's been in a ton of movies that come to Philly, and not just, you know, walking in the background, speaking parts with the stars. And he's a pretty cool guy who teaches, and he's a good friend of mine. So I'm looking forward
Amazing.
To it. So hopefully you guys will listen up.
Amazing. John, thank you. I love you. Give Debbie a hug. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Thanks.
So there you go, Stuart. Your buddy called in for you. We have another caller. Let's take our next caller. Hi, Jared.
Hey, you're on the air with Jared Pita.
Hi, Jared.
Hi.
This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Mo. How are you, sweetheart?
I am okay. I'm enjoying your show. And are you sitting down?
Oh, okay. Let me sit. I'm sitting.
Okay. I'd like to congratulate the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Class of 2021, Jerry Petito, on her WBNN all-time connection record with her 62nd all-time and 9th consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. How's that?
So, okay, okay, thank you, girl. I am really, really shocked right now. I wasn't even going there when you called in. I was so into Howard Stern and Rocky, and wow, you blew me away. I love you for doing that for me. Thank you so much.
No
Stuart,
problem at all.
You know what just happened? You just helped me get there. We just got a record here. We just broke a record.
Nice.
Okay. Thank you, Stuart. Mo, thank you. Tell everyone about your show, please.
My show is Breaking the Silence, and I'm on the 12th of August at 9:30 on WBNN.
And real quick, what is the topic? I know it's Breaking the Silence, but do you know what you're going to be talking about, what you're going to be breaking the silence of this time?
Well, I'm going to be doing a show with a I'm trying to solidify my next guest, so I don't want to let it all out.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about domestic violence and healing from it, though.
So. Okay. Give me that date again.
It is going to be August the 12th.
Okay. I really do want to listen in. I've done a lot of shows on that, and I have a lot of friends who have survived and haven't survived it. So I want
right.
to thank you personally for putting that out.
I try to focus on the healing aspect because I
yes.
want people to know that you can get over it, and there is a life after that, you know? It doesn't
yes.
have to stay that way.
That's right. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
God bless you. Wow. All right, Stuart. Wow. You helped me get there. Wow. Okay. So we have another track. We have another track by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Trinee, Brother O. Hit us, baby.
If everybody had a number across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. Serving USA. You'll catch them surfing at Delaware, Ventura County line.
I love the music tonight. Brother O, you're really rocking it, baby. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, all right, I'm so excited tonight, not only for breaking this record with Stuart, but for your music. And I think we have another caller in queue. So let's take our caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you, sweetie?
You...
Yep.
I'm fine.
Tell Tell everyone who you are first, and then we'll talk.
Oh, I'm Angela from South Carolina.
Okay, so
hello,
she's being modest.
Yeah.
She's one of our incredible guests, I mean hosts. She's one of our incredible hosts here on WBNN. And Angela is awesome. Tell my guest, tell Stuart what you do with your authors and all that kind of stuff first.
Oh,
tell us.
I highlight and showcase authors, give them an opportunity to share what they do, share their journey and how they discover their purpose. Just want people to know that, you know, they have purpose in this world and that they didn't get dropped out of the sky. And that they can see other people's journey, and maybe it can inspire, encourage, and educate them to walk in their purpose. So that's what I do. I just want everybody to know they got purpose.
Yes.
That's very sweet.
Isn't that
nice?
Isn't that beautiful, Stuart? Yes.
Definitely.
So, Angela, what's amazing about her is this. Her show is awesome. And we joke about it. But I love when she steals the crown from me. So your show is tomorrow, correct?
Correct. I'll be on tomorrow night.
Yep, at 9:30. And she's going to steal my crown tomorrow, and I hope she does, for a championship.
I don't know about tomorrow. Tomorrow's top is going to it's going to be a little out there. Going to be touching on some things that's really hitting home and affecting my community and affecting those around me. Had an incident here in South Carolina, here in Georgia, in South Carolina, where there was a transgender female that was murdered. Was one of my authors. Was my authors, one of my authors' son. And,
sorry.
And we don't talk about things. We don't talk about things until they start affecting us. And that's one of the things that, you know, we've been pushing. You know, we got to start talking about things and not when it affects us. We got to be proactive and not waiting until something happens before we do something about it. So I'm going to be talking about a lot of things tomorrow.
Okay.
So it may be deep.
Okay.
I may not break your record. But I love you, and I appreciate all that you do. I've been enjoying this tonight. Your special guest, thank you for all that you do. I tell you, it's nice to be able to laugh, and you being able to provide that for somebody, because you never know what somebody is going through, and being able to just be in and to hear laughter, it does something for your soul. So thank you for tonight, Jerry.
Oh, Angela, thank you for calling in, and I'm so sorry about your friend.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm sure
God bless you. Okay. May she rest in peace. So we have another caller in queue.
Go ahead.
A very... surprise! I'm just going to say I have a surprise caller for you next.
Go ahead, caller. Speak.
Lebanon. I'm only kidding.
Go ahead.
This is Terry
Tate. Sing it.
You want me to sing it?
Sing it.
Okay.
Yes.
Lemonade, that cool, refreshing green. Lemonade, but that's not the song I'm supposed to sing. When this old
right,
world
now.
Starts getting me down. And people
go.
Are just too much for me to face.
Everybody, Terry King, he does his tribute music to the Drifters. Terry, say hello to Stuart.
How are you, Stuart? How you doing?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for calling. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm blessed. I'm glad to be here. I'm honored to come on. Jerry is a great person. I love her to death. She's always got my back.
Aw, I love you, Terry. Stuart, this guy right here, Terry King, he sang with Charlie Thomas with the Drifters. And
nice.
He brought Charlie's son live into my studio in Hamilton for me to meet. Wasn't that cool?
Definitely.
I know.
Yeah. I do a little singing myself.
Okay. I'm not mad at you.
I'm going to tell everyone what you did for me last week. So I'm going into my local post office, guys, the Trenton Post Office, which is a big post office, okay? And there were about four or five people in front of me. And I found out that my cousin's husband, who didn't know who Terry was or that he was a friend of mine, okay, so I'm coming out of a store and talking about his car, and Terry gives him an autographed picture of himself and says, you know, about the Drifters. So he goes home and he tells my cousin. And my cousin says, are you kidding me? Jerry interviewed him. What are you kidding me? So they call me. So I get Terry on the other line with my cousin, and I'm like, sing it to him, you know? So I'm walking into the post office at this point, and there's all these people in line, and I couldn't help myself. I'm like, everybody, it's Terry King of the Drifters. Sing it, Terry. And he sang to everyone in the post office. All right? Well, one of the managers wasn't there and heard about it. I went in the other day, and he was like, I miss all the good stuff. Are you kidding me? That's my wife's favorite song. I said, really? And I called Terry from the post office again, and he sang to this gentleman. So, Terry, you're awesome. Thank you for that. You made it.
You're
day.
Quite welcome, Jerry. Well, as you know, I got a show coming up this Sunday, July 31st, in Flushing Meadow Park in New York. It's the Hong Kong Boat Festival. So I go on at 2:30. So that's what I got happening this week.
Very cool.
Very nice.
So tell everybody before I let you go, tell everyone what you call your group now, and tell us a little about the Drift Deaths as well.
Okay, well, it's Terry King's Drifters and the Drift Deaths. And I feature Charlie Thomas Jr. and Benedito King, who is the son of Benny King, and they're both my nephews. And so Driftettes are my granddaughters. In fact, she's coming this week perform with me.
Beautiful.
But the Driftettes are basically my granddaughters, two granddaughters and a niece, and then I have my veteran girls that have been with me for like 30 years. And we do well, you know. I mean, I love it. I love what I'm doing with it. And I got a new record out, as you know. Joey,
yep.
You played it already. Called I
yep.
Want You Back. It's been out for 5 days, and it seems like it's doing pretty good.
It's
so
amazing.
You know, and if everybody wants to get in touch with me, you know, TerryKingsDrifters.com, you know, you can get in touch with me that way. And, it's going to be a blast this Sunday. It's going to be, I think, a 15-piece orchestra. We're going to tear the place up, you know, and they say it's going to be crowded. So I'm very happy because actually this is my second show of the year because of the pandemic, as you know. I was blessed to stay out of that way of that. So, but it's good. It's a good thing.
Thank you, my darling. So what do you think?
Welcome.
What do you want to say,
Terry,
to Terry?
Terry, you have a new
sir.
Fan, me.
Okay. I'm thankful. And if you're in New York, you can come. It's for free, you know. It's a big park at Flushing Meadow Park, so in Corona, Queens. So you'll
I'll try to advertise it.
Yeah, Terry King's Drifters and the Drifters, but the Drifters won't be on this show. Just my granddaughter. She's one of them, but she'll be the only one there.
Beautiful. Thank
so,
you, sir.
You're welcome, Jerry Stewart. It was a pleasure, my friend, and I hope we our paths cross, or actually maybe you might be an opening of one of our shows.
All right. Love you. Yes. Thank you, sir. So there you go, Stuart. And, yes, I will be interviewing Benito King, Benny King's son. Yes, we have that date already locked in. So, so cool. I love you, Tara. Thanks for calling in. How about that, Stuart? That was a surprise for you, too.
A very pleasant surprise.
So cool. So we're going to hear another track. By International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Broadcasting and Trini, Brother O. I can't wait to hear what he's going to play for us now. Let's have it.
Behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself
Jerry Petito Show, right here on WENN.
Oh, my gosh, this is great. You're hysterical. What a great song, Brother O. Yes, gosh, the music was awesome tonight. Oh, my gosh, loved it. So I had a special surprise for you with another caller, but they couldn't call in because they had to go to an airport to pick up out-of-town guests. They live in Florida now. Ken Brady from the casinos, the original casinos, with the Hall of Fame song, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. He was going to call in for you, but he couldn't do it, and he wanted me to say hello to you.
I appreciate that. Hello back to you out there, man.
So, all right, so let's talk a little bit more about anything that you want to say. I don't want you to forget to say anything. The mic is yours. Tell the world anything else you would like to share with them.
Well, for anybody who's seen any pictures of me, a lot of people tell me I look pretty good for my age. This past December, I turned 60. And I'm not bragging. I'm just explaining something. You know, as a kid, way back when, they did the scare tactics, bringing in people to talk about drug usage and such. I never drank. I never smoked. And I never tried anything illegal. In fact, there's something the teacher said to us in fourth grade, and I'm never going to forget this. She said, with drug usage, sooner or later, your body starts to build up a resistance to the drug, and you only need more and more of the same drug to accomplish the same high. Well, that was scary enough for me because I just, you know, plus the idea of sticking a needle in my arm just doesn't sound very fun. And here's something else that's interesting. Years after school, I was talking with this girl, this lady who used cocaine that it has on you. And the way she explained it sounded almost identical to the way I felt when I was a little kid when I had a really, really bad cold. Like she says, it makes you lose touch with your senses. I remember telling her how frustrated I was when I tried to touch something and I couldn't feel it. And she said to me, it's better that I never tried it because, in her words, I probably would have freaked out. Mm. Of course, in school, when someone would ask me if I did drugs or tried anything, I'd say no. And that's when the rumors would start about me. Some people like it when your life is miserable or you have something to complain about. But since I don't do drugs, well, some people can't accept you as you are. Those are the people with the problems, and those are the ones who start the rumors. And I'm sorry, folks, I don't have some magical answer on how to deal with a person like that. But at least now you know how and why. If some stranger walks up to you and all of a sudden they have a problem with you, it might not be them directly. It might be the person that has a problem with you that says something to them about you. And that's what I've learned in life. I'm sorry. I know this is supposed to be a lighthearted show, but that's an explanation that a lot of people don't give to people.
No. Listen, so, you know, in the very beginning I talked about my book. Hurt people hurt people. You know what? We have another caller first. Let's take our next call, and then we'll talk a little bit more about that. Hello, caller.
Yeah, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, calling from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. It's calling to give a shout out to the homegirl, Jerry. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing, baby Bobski Wop. You know what I mean? Shout out to Stuart. You know what I'm saying? We out here, we some fabulous, fabulous people out here with some talents, great humor. It's very, very tickling when people can impersonate others. And, you know, I find that very, very amusing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I wanted to give a shout out to the whole WB and especially my man, Brother O, you know what I mean? He keeps it flavorful on the sticks. You know what I'm saying? He has the bottomless crates with the beautiful music. I feel like I'm in the 80s. I feel like Mike Tyson in the 86 Olympics right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you know, we doing some wonderful things, you know what I mean? But I wanted to touch with what Stuart was just saying in regards to, you know, the abstaining from the controlled substances and things like that.
Sure.
Where, you place things on a measurement, people. I always tell people, yo, we got to put those digitals away and put things on a triple beam. You know what I'm saying? Weigh your life, weigh your leisure time, and weigh your responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? All of this is all on one scale. You know what I'm saying? But you have to weigh these things out. What's more important? Well, where he weighed things on a scale and said, listen, he compared a situation to in which he experienced as a child, where he knew how painful and how uncomfortable the nasal thing felt as a child with a bad cold. You know what I mean? This is what that reminded him. He measured, put that on a scale up against maybe having some fun with some cocaine or something, you know what I'm saying, where he measured it and saw which was more important to him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, these are the things that people should do out here. Place these things on a measurement, especially when you're a gambler or something. You know, you got to pay your mortgage. You know what I'm saying? Put that thing on scale real quick. Triple beam, folks, old school. Let's go back to the 80s or something. You know what I mean? But, yeah, you know, I just wanted to go ahead and share that. And like I said, man, Jerry, keep doing your thing, babe. You know what I mean? So you keep it real spicy and flavorful out here.
Wait, don't go anywhere. First of all, you're a new host, and I absolutely love you. And your very first show, I am not kidding you, I was messaging Brother O. Who is he? I love him. Oh, my. This is great. He's incredible. Blah, blah, blah. What you do is awesome. You are so needed on this network. You are part of this family now. Tell everyone when your show is.
Oh, well, actually, I'm not sure when my show is, you know what I'm saying? And because, you know, these things are very, 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 very exclusive for the people out here, you know what I'm saying? So we might just bop them upside the head, you know what I'm saying? Sooner than later, folks, you know what I'm saying? We'll have that news for you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my man, Brother O, you can tell you better than I can tell you, you know what I'm saying? Especially with these things that we're trying to do, you know, these great things that we're trying to do here. Is you know, pave a new paramount for the people. You know what I'm saying? Have some more abroad things to think about, more abroad things to talk about, more abroad things to expect in life. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're gonna do. We build the bricks up and stand the sticks up, folks.
Well, you
Thank
know,
you, sweetheart.
Of course, it's Cosell, and I got something to say to both Clev and, of course, the wonderful, you know, fraud that she is, Jerry Petito, as well as the great Stu. Now, his show will be on the 10th of August, of course. What more can we say that haven't already been said right here on WBNN? That's my man, the Broad Street Bully. He is preponderous upon his life, Clev One, a person that also protects the streets. What more can we say? I cannot be more truculent tonight. That was Clev One. Now, I have a very, very special announcement for Mr. Stewart. Are you ready for the special announcement that I, Mr. Olad, will say? We'll say to the fraud that was born in New York. She was born in New York, Mr. Stewart. You know, she represents Jersey, and she should be ashamed of herself. But I do have a outstanding track right here on these WBNN stations for her. I should even do it. She's a fraud. I shouldn't even be able to even give her at the time of day. But it's also night, and we do shows at 9:30. Okay, the next track that you will hear is dedicated to the fraud herself. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. And all the folks out there that love us on a constant basis, let's go.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad, something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is
is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say hi to you. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
You know, music is a must for you to keep your joy, especially if it's Elvis, baby, because Elvis is my boy. Thank you, Brother Elvis.
Yeah.
Woo! Listen, I'm sorry, but it don't get better than that. All right, we have another caller. Let's take our caller.
Hello, Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hey, Holly. Hi.
I just, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your all-time connection record. Yay!
Thank you.
Oh, it's so
Thank
exciting
you.
When that happens. I have one. You have 62. So congratulations on that. I also want to
Thank
send
you.
A heartfelt shout-out to Angela's friend. That's very
yes.
disturbing to hear that. So yeah, I hope she's still
yeah.
listening and, you know, just giving my thoughts to her.
Yeah.
The music, fabulous, as always, Brother O. And to your guest, Stuart, I saw you on America's Got Talent. In fact, I'm watching America's Got Talent right now, except it's on pause because I've been waiting to talk to you. But I saw you on America's Got Talent. And I got a question for you. You're going to hate me
Go
for
ahead.
This question. Is that hair your real hair?
The hair I'm wearing in that show. The hair I was wearing on my show was a wig. My real hair is even longer.
I was looking at the one on the promo for the picture for tonight's show. That's a wig or that's your hair?
That's a wig.
Oh, wow.
But
it looks so good.
Thanks.
Well, you guys are fabulous. Yeah, laughter's the best medicine, and I'm just enjoying hearing you guys plus all the fantastic callers.
Tell him who you are. Tell Stuart who you are and everyone listening, Ava.
Sure. I'm Ava Holly. I am also a host on WBNN, a fairly new host coming up on about a year. And my show will be on August 3rd. And we talk about all kinds of things, Ava's Casual Chat. So hope you get a chance to listen in. But thank you for letting me say that, Jerry. And I love you guys. It's a great show tonight.
Well, wait, Stuart. Ava, did you hear John calling in as Rocky?
Yes, I did. Of course I did.
Okay,
yep.
So Stuart, Ava introduced me to Rocky and Debbie years ago.
Okay.
Yep. So
yeah, that was
so
a great connection.
Like this whole networking and connection, yes.
Yes. Yes.
So, thank
you,
girlfriend.
I call it the spider web of connections. You're welcome. The spider web of connections.
You're right about that. I love you.
Love you, too. Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you. I think we have another caller. Do we have another caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ricardo Richard. I just wanted to call in, you know, for my support of you, Jerry. And also wanted to say, you know, congrats on your record. And again,
Thank
with
you.
The rest of the people that called in or whatever, like, my heart goes out to Sister Angela. Like, that's, my heart goes out to her and her family and friends and everything. Is just really unfortunate what's going on around the world.
So, Ricardo, I want to tell Stuart who you are, because I mentioned when he was talking a few minutes ago about the way other people react to people and not doing drugs versus doing drugs and all that kind of stuff, and I said, hurt people hurt people. So I'm so glad you called in. So, Stuart, this young man owns a huge piece of my heart. We met years ago, and he wrote a documentary called called Hurt People, Hurt People, and he's on season 3. He now also has a show on WBNN, and I'm going to be his next guest, and I'm going to be interviewing him again in December for his third series. But, Ricardo, tell Stuart about Hurt People, please.
Yes, so Hurt People is bitter and broken. So basically, it's a series basically inspired by my best friend who passed away actually in 2015. So I just wrote from a place of where I was just really struggling and, you know, just in pain and I was hurting. So it was my healing process. And it was kind of also my goodbye letter to my best friend. So I kind of just took the pain that I was going through and just hoped that it was able to heal some other people. And so the series is basically about three different characters going through. One character basically is a people pleaser. And he's just trying to find his voice. And then my character, who I played, Amari, is he's struggling with alcohol abuse. And he really wants to be a great father, but he just never really had a male figure to really show him what a father looks like. So the mother who stays is the single mother. He kind of takes out all his frustration out on the parent that stays rather than the parent that left. And then the last third character, her name is Bray. She never knew where she was and where she came from. So now she's on a like mission to find out like who her real parents are, because she's been adopted her whole life. So all of these characters, they somehow like have their own separate lives, but then they are friends to each other. And so that's kind of what the season 1 is about. And season 2 is about three brothers who are just running the streets or whatever, and their mom had left them, and they're 10, 11, and 12 years old, and they have to survive. And so that's what it's about. And then third season come out the top of the year, so I'm excited for everybody to tune in and watch that. So that sums up Hurt People, Bitter and Broken.
Thank you, Ricardo. I love you, and thanks for calling
in. Thank you so much.
And I can't wait to be your guest. And Stuart,
yes.
He can basically explain why people act the way they do through his documentaries, because, again, hurt people hurt people.
True.
So, I want to bring on someone. We have another caller, but before we bring our caller on, I want to bring on another special guest, James Stuart. Say hello.
Well, Jerry, I just love what you're doing here. And Stuart, you probably were named after me, you know, and it's a wonderful life. And why, Susie, just like Temperance. I can't do it. But first of all, I got to give honor to James Stuart and all the folks out there in this world. What more can we say that hasn't already been said tonight? I have another surprise for Jerry Petito. And Stuart, it's all about you being a impersonator of Howard Stern and all these things. And we're going to take it back to the 80s real quick. And we're bringing the calls on in a minute. But however, are you ready, Jerry, for a trip down memory lane? Let's go to when you had the Camaro. You're coming out, doing hair and all that when you're in your 20s, right? And you remember this song right here. And it sounded like this. Are you too shy? Let's see if you're too shy. Jerry!
We're back. That's the Jerry Pacito Show right here on WBNN. Yeah.
Well, Stuart, do you want to introduce our caller?
Sure. Next caller. You're here on the Jerry Pacito Show. Tell us who you are and what you're all about.
Yes, this is the Ebony Elvis calling from downtown Nashville.
Hey, Ebony Elvis, I love it. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent, man. Special guest, you getting it in. And so, you know, I had to call in to support my lifetime, longtime friend, the Hall of Fame, enshrined, lifetime achiever. Wow, so many accolades that she got. I don't even have enough breath to say it all. How you doing, Jared? Congratulations.
So, my Ebony Elvis, I love you. How are you?
I love you, too. Look, I wrote a special song for you since you got another championship. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Well, I wrote this song for Jerry and not Mary Contrary. Don't be true. My heart is true. I thought I would just make that up and make you laugh.
Oh,
anyway.
My gosh. Hooney Baka tune. So let me tell Stuart who you are, first of all. So this man right here, he is also in the Hall of Fame for radio broadcasting. He is also Lifetime Achiever, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you've also gotten a ton of accolades, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So when he comes on and says, like, there's too many of mine to talk about, he has the same. Okay, this guy is incredible, off the charts right here. He also goes by Magic Man, and this guy is, okay, he's the voice of sound therapy. So
hold on, Jerry. This is Hooney. I want to thank you for everything that you say, man. Also, I was also a two-time WBNN host of the year. Also, and also I also make sure that everybody understands the advancement I'm trying to put down. Stuart, they're right here. I'm from Nashville. I'm from Nam. And I say it loud, I say it proud, and be on a Thursday night. I'll be on to you. Where are you? I'll have another advancement for all you. You know what I mean? And just be here for me, the Magic Man. I said Magic Man. That's with a J and a K. Now with a, you know what I mean, with a C and a G. And I'm saying on here on these WBN stations. And I am not the Ebony Elvis. I'm just a man that's trying to make a plan for all the men to be ahead of the plan. Good night.
You know what? I'm literally crying right about now. Derek, get him. Get him. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Stuart, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I can hear you. Keep going.
Hey, look, I know you're good. I know you're a real good Howard Stern impersonator. Now, do you think a Hall of Fame four-time can really impersonate me and my tone of voice? You be honest.
Nobody can hold a candle to you, man, that's for sure.
I love that answer. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, Stuart. That's not him. That's me. I mean, that man right there is an impersonator of his own mind. I'm trying to help the people out here to get a time.
Anyway, I love you. I love Hall of Fame for a time. But, Jerry, you know, honestly, thank you so much for everything that you do for so many people, your special honor guest, and all of us at WBNN and the rest of our beautiful world that we're living in. I mean, You're truly a woman of God and a light to our world, even though it's got its challenges. But, you know, with ones like yourself that's being here, that's doing your part, it makes it a lot easier to deal with. So thank you so much.
I love
okay?
you. Hooney,
love
tell
you
everyone when your show is, though. Before that crazy
yeah, I'm the host of We Will.
No, 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 no. I am the host of We Will Wear You. I will be on a Thursday night right here at 9:30. Sometimes I try to go over 2 hours, but you know, the Hall of Fame two times, three times, eight times will not allow me. He is a great DJ in his own right, but you know, that man that you just heard is not Hooney Baka Tune, it is me. And good night, and everybody, and be here for my next advancement.
Oh my, God.
Oh my goodness, Hooney. Jerry, you know what? He's just too much for me.
I love you, Hooney. Thank you for calling in, whichever Hooney I'm calling.
You're welcome.
All right, do it. Listen, I did not expect half of the stuff that went on tonight, okay? I usually have a very conservative show. No, I don't. All right. Anyway, we're coming to the close of the show. And before I bring on our producer, I would like to ask you to have some final words. And then once our producer comes on, then I will close with a show poem that I've written that I read at the end of the show. And then that's when the show ends, everybody. This was very crazy tonight. So, Stuart, give us some final words that you would like to share about you.
I've been saying this since high school. Live clean, be good. Live good, be clean. And for more information on me, www.brodian.com, B-R-O-D-I-A-N. Yes, I'm looking for investors for my TV show. Yes, I'm available as an actor, singer, recording studio work, and yes, my songs are available to be licensed or used in any films or any project you might be working on.
Well, I want to thank you personally for being an incredible guest tonight, for bringing these incredible callers on. I needed to laugh tonight. Okay, laughter is what everyone needs, right, Stuart?
Laughter is the best medicine.
So I really needed this tonight as well, and I'm sure everyone else did. So I want to thank you for being part of this and bringing me to this championship tonight. I'm truly honored, and now I can call you my friend, sir.
Thank you,
How about
ma'am.
That?
All right.
Hold on, guys. We got another caller before I do my ghosty time. Caller, you're on the line right now.
Damn. Thank God for text. Because if I wasn't able to text, I wouldn't even be able to eat converted brand checks. I ain't got no cereal or denario. Matter of fact, I shouldn't be popular, but I'm still going to be black. You know what I mean? So I need to turn blue black, then I can be mud black. I don't know if that's dirt or not, but it's all right. What's up, Jerry Potato?
I love you, Will of God. Where have you been, baby? How are you?
Man, I've been stuck on stupid. You know how it is. You walk down the street, be like, oh, he's so stupid. I'm like, I am stuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shoot. Yo, bro, yo, I'm back. You know what I mean? I had to do something different. I had to get another Obama phone after they said I broke mine. I sat on it. So they had to make me wait. Then I saw three phones. I bought nine. Luckily, he had two of them there. So one of them, you hit it, and like, nope. The other one's like, oh, try me. I'm like, for real? All right. I ain't got nothing but time waiting for the bus. Tried it. Activated. Man, I'm shape of a Mars. Mars means women.
Oh, my God.
What's up, Stuart? You look like Howard freaking, what's that name is? Howard Cosell. Howard Stern. What's up? You matter of fact, you know what? I'm so happy you got long hair because you make everybody else's bald head look stupid. That's what I'm talking about. How you doing, man?
Doing all right. Having a great time. Most
fun
I've had in ages.
But we're having some fun. I bought somebody to the tower real quick. They can say hi to you. It's one of these new hosts. And Miss Transparency, you want to say hi to good old Stuart and Jerry Petito?
Hi, everybody. Hi, my sister.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. This is
Hi.
Hi.
You have such a sweet voice compared to what we were just listening to.
Thank you,
sweetheart. Aww.
Tell them who you are, Miss Transparency.
I'm physically home, but I do have my own business, nonprofit organization called Dynamic Trinity House. I'm also under something from City Sound Radio, and also
that's called Sound City Radio.
Oh, sorry.
God damn it!
I'm getting there. This is new for me.
You're
this is all new. Hi, everybody. I'm kind of nervous, but hi, everybody.
You're adorable. You're getting there, girl. Will of God.
Yo, Jerry.
Listen to me.
Jerry, what's up?
Before we go into Ngozi time, I'd like you to tell everyone when your show is.
All right. Well, my show, y'all, is this bag on Friday. Friday night, 9:30. It's called Too Thorough by Will of God. I don't know what the topic going to be as of yet because I'm free-spirited, but I can't play with y'all before I go, you know what I mean, unless you speak to somebody. So I get your old head, Charlie, real quick.
So,
yo, Charlie! Bring my phone over here. Grab the tenor on the phone. God damn it. Charlie!
Hey, how you doing? Hello. How you doing, Jerry?
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Hey, look, man. I just had some X-Lax, so I don't know how I'm feeling. But it's okay. You know, everybody got to work it out. So I chose to look at TV today. And then I chose to turn it off as soon as I seen it. Until the news break, I said, oh, God damn it. I'm going to turn this off right now. I don't want to see nothing about something. There's going to be something I don't know what's going to be because every time it's going to be something I can't see. Damn. So, I just walk away from the mud. Everybody looks stupid. I just have fun. I just say, if I get something to drink, I'll be out. Yeah. Well, I what you doing? And the guy named Stuart. Hey, Stuart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, now.
Look.
Bobby Boy.
Just make sure your head get wet every day. And, everybody look like sunshine. Be like, oh, look. He look like he did something. You ain't got to do no Jerry Curl. Just put some water in it. You hear me, all right, It's not dumb, y'all, but let me get back to this crowd.
Good night,
hey,
everybody.
Hey.
Listen, Will of God, what is in the air tonight? This has been incredible. You just cracked me
chipper,
up, man.
Baby. You know, listen, I'm activated. I told you, I don't know what shape I'm going to be tomorrow, but tonight, Look, I'm going to run away just because there's a planet after me, and it might be at a theater near you. Planet Godar. Go get a car. Godar.
All right. Mute him, brother. Mute him. Will of God, I love you, man. Thank you for calling in. You had me cracking up over here, okay? Wow. Stuart, I love him. He's an actor. He's a comedian. He's an impersonator. He's a radio show host. I love the guy.
Hi. And he's a wild time.
Oh, my gosh. So, everybody, you know what time it is. It's Ngozi time. Here's your mother's and father's favorite producer, my Hall of Fame, my honeybee, our honeybee, Brother O.
Hello, everybody. I'm Britton Musburger, and of course, it's CBS Sports. We're here talking about the fraud that is Jerry Pitino, and she is so much needed in our community. Not only that, but of course, she doesn't know too much about sports, but I do, and I'm Britton Musburger, and we must be able to come on. Stuart, I love you tonight, and, I've seen many people, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Julius Erving, but I understand that this will be the greatest thing we've ever done. Stuart Brodian, right here, and CBS, and of course, Jerry Pitino. You've never been born in New Jersey, and I heard from Olad Cassell that you are a fraud. Thank you so much for being a fraud and being able to be able to touch many people's lives right here. Again, I am Brent Musburger. Again, of course, thank you, Brent, and thank you, Olad. This is your boy, Olad Ski, of course. Your honeybee. And, of course, known all around the world as Ola Dele Malay Ngozi. Stuart, you have never been on the show like this in your whole entire life, have you?
Not at all.
You had Britt Musburger. You had Uncle Charlie. You had the Ebony Elvis. You know what I mean? Everyone has been, it's just been wonderful
Rocky,
tonight, and I really love it. Yes, indeed. Of course, Of course, what more can you say about, the great John Monforto? But I just want to say to you, thank you so much for, coming on our show tonight and being part of our motley crew of madness.
Well, it's been a privilege and a pleasure to be here, man. I love it. Thank you.
All right. All right. Now, of course, Warren, can I say, let's end this right now. Tomorrow night, we come right back on these WBNN stations with Angela Thomas-Smith and Walking in Purpose, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Ngozi Time both at Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram at, you know, of course, Ngozi underscore time, as well as Ngozi. You know, listen, all the folks out there, I love you very, very much. I know people are trying to chat in, trying to call in. It's over now. It's Ngozi time. All those other folks over Ngozi on Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oladeday.ngozi.com, and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dudley Malay, when Ngozi saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio, support for the constant basis, congratulations to Jerry Petito on the 62nd all-time collection record of WBNN. 9 consecutive. He's only one away from being the first host ever to have 5 double-digit connection records on this network. Tomorrow night, we hope that Angela Thomas-Smith is able to get her 10th. And, of course, what more can I say? Good night. Good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio, supporting us on a constant basis. I love you very, very much. And now, too, look at the accolades right here. The 2019 WBNN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award recipient. The 2019 enshrinee to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. And the 2021 Lifetime Achiever Award winner of that same hall. Jerry Petito, it's your time.
Wow. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you. Asking me to come along, it was something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, Talk Shoe Radio, made way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. Then on Damon Network, Damon Looks would reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve, Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then, that station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany for my achievements. It's true. You won't believe this. This, I tell you, is true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O. Who knew? In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Alizel Ngozi's a shoo-in. Now 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement without a doubt. He made it in. Now in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award, I'll be awarded. It's done. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reached. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, listen to me then, inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.